10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Coat and tie. Did you say what did he wear?
Yeah. What the whole...
Oh, he wore his suit.
Uh-huh. If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new Sunday go to meeting suit.
Huh?
Sunday go to meeting suit.
And what were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Vest, coat, and pants.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Breeches.
What's the difference between breeches and pants?
I think no difference. Some people just said breeches and most people said pants.
What about you?
I said pants.
And something a man would wear if he was working out around the barn?
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell somebody, would you run inside and...
Get my coat.
And put it to me.
And bring it to me.
Okay. So you say, so he went in and he...
And brought me my coat.
And say, here I have...
I have brought your coat.
And you'd say, the coat won't fit this year, but last year...
It did fit.
Or last year...
It did fit me.
Okay. And you'd say, if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, you say it makes them...
Well, I think you just, I'd say full.
Or it makes them kind of stick out.
Bulky.
Or it makes them... Do you ever say bulge or bulge?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Use that word, yeah, bulge.
And you say, I tried that on to see how well it...
It fit.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
Shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed has...
Has shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
I hope the... My shirts do not shrink this year.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, say she likes to...
You mean she really wants to get dressed up?
Uh-huh. Well, say if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
Primp.
Would you say that about a man?
No.
Does that sound...
It's feminine. You wouldn't say a man primps.
What would you say a man does?
Well, he doesn't primp. I can't think what he does. Maybe you could prompt me.
What would you call a man that is real vain about his appearance?
Well, I've known some, but I can't...
Did you ever hear the expression jelly bean?
Oh, yes, yes. But I thought that was more just an expression back in the 20s. I thought it had gone out. But we used to call people like that a jelly bean.
What did it mean to call someone
well,
a jelly bean?
Well, a jelly bean was the boy that was very particular about his looks, and he usually had... His hair part in the middle and lots of grease on it, and he wore and wide pants, and he buttoned his tie to his shirt. He was very conscious of his appearance, and we called him a jelly bean. But I thought that went out like in the early 30s, that expression.
Was that just teasing, or would it have been insulting?
It was not insulting, no. Some of them even thought it was a compliment.
And something that you could carry coins in. Be called
a... Well, of course, the female carried a pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And the man had a... Some men, very few did, had a little coin bag, but it seemed like they just... I don't know.
Any other name for pocketbook that women carry?
Purse.
Mm-hmm.
And men call them purses when they carry a car. They call it purse, yeah.
And say a lot of things strung up together that a woman would wear around her neck.
Necklace.
Or talking about beads, you'd call them.
Oh, yes, we used to call them beads, too, yeah.
Or what of beads?
String of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up.
Belt.
Or?
Suspender.
Okay. And what you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed?
The spread.
Okay. What about something women used to make?
far bed.
Mm-hmm.
My wife just completed making a beautiful one. I think it's known as a comforter.
Mm-hmm. What's it made out of?
Linen. Now this is the kind I'm talking about, where the little pieces are put together.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's not a comforter, maybe that's a spread.
What about something that women used to make for warmth? That pieced together?
And you mean, that's what we call a comforter.